السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. صدق اللہ العظیم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our sisters who are listening in at the madrasa, and also those who listen over receivers. Once again, it is an opportunity that Allah Ta'ala gave to us to gather, to remember Him, to take His name. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He is our creator, He is our nourisher, He is our sustainer. We bow down before none but Him. It is He who has blessed us with our sight, with our hearing, with our speech, with our heart, liver and lungs, and every organ of the body. Neither did our mothers give us all these organs, and nor did our fathers bless us with all these organs of the body. Just to get one test tube baby into this world, how much of effort is put into it, and how costly it is. All the processes that are involved, the hospitalization and so many other things. Thereafter you get one baby from a test tube. And look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat. Millions of women are giving birth around the world. So who is it? Is it the father and the mother that creates the child? It is Allah Ta'ala who develops the child in the womb of the mother, provides all the organs, and then when the child comes into this world, at that time no intelligence at all, nothing. What intelligence does the child have? At that time, if you give a speech to the child, can it respond? If somebody gives a very flowery speech to that child, nothing. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then gradually gives that child knowledge, gives him the faculties, the capability of understanding the person. After all that, if he doesn't recognize his creator, then we will say that the person is in great loss. When he came into this world, absolutely ignorant, nothing, no knowledge at all. And then again, many, many people, as they reach old age, then they become senile again. The knowledge has vanished. They say the memory has failed. The hearing, there's a defect. The sight, there's weakness. The organs of the body not functioning properly. And the person then disappears and goes. So it is Allah Ta'ala who is our sustainer. So in this period of life that He gave to us, it is a test and a trial. And He wants us to establish something on this earth. And that is why He sent all the prophets and the messengers also, to establish the law of Allah on earth. Then only mankind will enjoy peace, security, comfort, happiness, tranquility. Everything will come when there will be obedience to that Creator. And how do we know what that Creator wants or expects of us? For that He sent the messengers, the prophets, the greatest of whom was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so many other major prophets came. So no matter how much people try to find a solution in material things, and no matter how many conferences and seminars and functions take place, and how many discussions and discourses take place, but they will never find a solution until you don't establish the law of Allah on earth. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants that every person must enjoy peace, security, contentment, satisfaction. There must be happiness in every home. Every person must be concerned about the welfare, about the goodness of the other. Even though they may be non-Muslims, but we are told must be compassionate, must be kind, must be generous, must be large-hearted, must be forgiving, must go the extra mile. We won't practice on the religion and faith of the others. But when it comes to humanitarian concerns, then the irrespective of which country, which place, which race, which nationality, which person is affected, we will assist, we will help, we will open up our hearts. So that is Islam, and that is what Allah Ta'ala wants of us. But then to bring this into our hearts, that love of Allah Ta'ala, we have to increase the taking of His name. When you talk about somebody all the time with love, then that love goes deeper into the heart. Then the person's life becomes such that he cannot feel satisfied until he has taken the name of his beloved half a dozen times or 100 times a day. Just for some pretty face, if a person is infatuated, he has given his heart to some illicit beloved of his, then he looks for every opportunity to talk about that beloved. And yet those are perishable beauties. A day will come when they will turn to dust. Khaak chhani magar qabr mein kya mili. After this, you dig up the earth after some time, then there's nothing there. No color you will find there. When we go to the park, we find yellow, blue, green, white, violet flowers. Different colors. Where did they come from? From that earth. Now if you dig that earth and you look for colors, you won't find one color. And after some time when that flower will wither and go back into the ground and you dig up the earth, there's no color again. Sugarcane, plantations upon plantations, billions of tons of sugar we get around the globe over the years. Man has used up and we don't know how much more he's going to use. But if you dig up the earth around the sugarcane, there's absolutely no sugar. So where are all these things coming from? It is that same powerful, almighty, omnipotent, omnipresent creator and sustainer of ours. So this gathering and this get together we know is a majlis of zikr, meaning we take the name of Allah Ta'ala, we remember Allah Ta'ala, we remember His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and His Ihsan upon the Ummah. Sometimes we read Naat Sharif in praise of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sometimes we read zikr. But it is all to develop that love. Once that love comes into the heart, and that is why if a person says that he cannot seem to get that love for Allah Ta'ala, what must he do? Then besides the other things, what he must do is this, that sit down and ponder over all the gifts and the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon him. And you will find unlimited amount of favors. As I mentioned in the Monday program, that very recently, last week in fact, the tallest person of the world and the shortest person of the world, they were in Port Elizabeth. And they have been in other towns also. So it is like amusement for people when they look at the person 2.5 meter tall and the other one half a yard in. So it's like amusement. But yet what a lesson it gives to us that even to be average height, not too tall, not too short. What a great gift and bounty it is of Allah Ta'ala. Now has our mother or father had the opportunity to sit down and pass a resolution that my child must be of certain height? They talk about genes and they talk about all other things. But in reality they know more about the genes that they wear. Because all these other genes, the thing is that it is scientific, no doubt. But who is it that created that? The mother had no power over the height of the child. Otherwise you think that mother would have given birth to a child that would have grown just that much or grown that tall. So to get the love of Allah Ta'ala, you think of all His bounties, so much of bounties, this breathing in, exhaling and inhaling, what a bounty. This moment you are listening to me, as soon as I speak, the brain is functioning and it goes through the ears and straight away the person knows what I am saying. There's a translation. The person is understanding the language. To know the language also, what a great bounty it is. Go to China, and if you don't, that person doesn't know English and you don't know Chinese, then see what enjoyment and fun there is. Even if you want an egg in the restaurant, you will have to cackle like a hen. Then probably you might get boiled eggs. So Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat and bounties upon us are unlimited. So this majlis of zikr, that is why we have on a Thursday, so that when we listen to the name of Allah Ta'ala repeatedly, then it settles in the heart. And I have mentioned many times that the purpose is not just to take the name. That is not love of Allah Ta'ala. That the person says, I took the name of Allah Ta'ala. And after that disobeys Allah. Taking the name of Allah Ta'ala means that now you must obey Allah. There must be honesty in our lives. There must be truthfulness. There must be charity. There must be sincerity. There must be piety. There must be God fear. There must be God consciousness. We must not harm anybody without justification. We must not cheat. We must not usurp any person's property. We must abide by the laws of the Quran and Sunnah. Then that is the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So for some time now we haven't read this Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main. So today or tonight we will read. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main, jo tu na taufeeq ay khuda de. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main, jo tu na taufeeq ay khuda de. Teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib, ye hai chahein sab mere irade. Bohut dino reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Bohut dino reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Main kab se hoon mehve khwab ghaflat, bas ab jaga de, bas ab jaga de. O Allah, far too long have I remained a useless person. This is what the poet says. He says, far too long, O Allah, I have remained a useless person. Bohut dino reh chuka nikamma. Ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. O my Allah, O my Creator, O my Sustainer, now make me a useful person. The life which is gone is gone. I cannot bring back a single second from that life. If a person wants to bring back a single second from his life that has gone by, he cannot do so. He is going closer and closer to his grave. As somebody said, that the past is history. The future is mystery. The present is indeed a present. The present is a present. But as I speak, the present goes to the past. And I can't bring back 1 second again from that life. And we have no knowledge of how much of life is left. So whatever is left, make the best of it. Do such deeds and such actions. As someone said, that when the child comes into this world, the child comes crying. And the parents are happy and excited, especially if it's a first child. First child, and after many, many years, if the person gets that child, then how much of excitement there is in the life of that person, of the mother and father. I mentioned that someone phoned me once past midnight and said that, Maulana, there's tremendous amount of excitement in our family because my wife gave birth after so many years, so we want to know what name to keep. So it's 1 o'clock in the morning, Maybe excitement in your home, but I must tell you the truth, absolutely no excitement in my house this part of the morning. So how much of happiness the person gets when the child comes into this world, but the child comes crying. The crying of the child is a sign of life. The crying of the child is a sign of life, that the child is alive. The crying of the servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala before Allah ta'ala is a sign that they've got life. They've got soul, they've got spirit, they've got Iman. And I always say that this is only one language, or there's only one language that the child understands, and that is crying. Stomach ache, the child cries. Headache, the child cries. Fever, the child cries. Missing the father, the child cries. Missing the mother, the baby cries. Hungry, the baby cries. Thirsty, the baby cries. And when the baby cries, the mother knows that this baby of mine does not have the power of speech. So therefore there is something that this baby requires. So either is hungry or there's pain in the ears, which will rush the child to the doctors. But the baby starts getting immediate attention if there are normal human beings living in that home. Why I mention this is that unfortunately these days we don't get very many normal parents. They have become so affected by the outside world. Nevertheless, so in the same way, when the servant of Allah Ta'ala cries before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives that servant full attention. Full attention. That is the secret of drawing from the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. People don't understand how to get from Allah Ta'ala's treasures. That's the secret. Because Allah Ta'ala in His kingdom, He has got everything. There's no shortage in His treasures of anything. He provides entire mankind, the jinn kind, the animals in the jungles. He provides for the fish in the sea. The only thing that Allah Ta'ala doesn't have is weakness. Allah Ta'ala doesn't have is helplessness. And it is not appropriate also that our Creator should be in any way helpless or weak. So what He loves is when the servants and slaves of His show their weakness. That, oh Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Allah Ta'ala loves that. The person who walks with pride and arrogance, that I am someone, then that person Allah Ta'ala dislikes. I mentioned that when the Spanish named their Armada, the invincible Armada, it was defeated in the first battle. When they named the ship, the unsinkable ship, the Titanic, in the maiden voyage it sank. When Muhammad Ali said, I'm the greatest, he was flawed. After he claimed he was the greatest, the next match he was flawed. He was knocked out. The only thing Allah Ta'ala loves is when the slaves show their weakness and proclaim His greatness. But when man tries to snatch that sheet from Allah Ta'ala of greatness, then Allah Ta'ala destroys him. So, bahut dino reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Far too long I've remained a useless person, now make me a useful person. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon tere gulistan mein sab gul hain بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں اسی او اللہ ان یور پاتھ This road towards you, everyone seems to have taken off. They are soaring high. We don't know where they are. I am the only one like a speck of dust on the ground, not taking off at all. We know that when we take off also, before we have even reached a few meters above the ground, we commit so much of sins that we come crashing once again to the ground. Shaitan fires the petrol tanks of our flights. So say, Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain, payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai. O Allah, everyone in your garden is a flower. We consider everyone else as a beautiful, fragrant flower. The only one, O Allah, who is a thorn is myself. How much of injury and pain we have caused to people with our tongues, with our actions, with our finances, with our power, with our position. So everyone is a flower, I am the only thorn. Mujhe bhi kuch fikre akhirat ho, bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hoon. Ya Allah, now give me also some concern that there is a hereafter. The day on which I will stand before you and account for my deeds and for my actions. There is no escape from that. We believe in the day of accountability. We believe that we have to present ourselves before Allah and account for every action of ours. Before, people could not understand that there's a recording of everything that we say and everything that we do. But with our modern day scientific progress and technological progress, it has become child's play to understand that millions of pieces of information can be recorded on a small little chip. Now if you tell a little child of 5-6 years of age, the child also understands that. So what is it difficult to understand that all our actions and our sayings and everything that we do is recorded? So he said, Oh Allah, give me some concern so that I may rectify, so that I may make amends, so that before I leave this world, I may go with a clean sheet. I seek forgiveness from the people that have caused injury, harm, or stolen property, or anything like that. And all that are the rights of Allah Ta'ala I fulfilled. And made sincere tawbah, sincere repentance, turn towards Allah. He's very merciful, He's very forgiving. He dearly loves forgiveness of the sins of the sinners, provided they turn towards Him and seek forgiveness of their sins. And the conditions of that are that the person must then go in that direction, that after he has asked for forgiveness from Allah, then he must fulfill the rights. He must fulfill the obligations, the responsibilities, return to whomsoever, whatever is due. But never lose hope, don't despair of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. He can raise a person from the ground and take him onto the throne. Within seconds. So he's saying, "Oh Allah, give me also some concern of the akhirat, of the future, the world that is to come. In this world we can see that how crime criminals are getting away. Daylight robberies. How many people can police arrest? And even if they arrest, can they really give them the right punishment? How many people are getting murdered? How much of crime in the world? So if the person doesn't believe in a day of judgment, day of accountability before Allah, so then he will do whatever suits him. Har dam karun main hai mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saansoon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain, wayada misle ghubar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho, بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر, بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Gunah mein aalooda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Oh Allah, I can hide my sins from mankind. I can hide from my neighbors, from my friends, from my society, from my parents, even from my wife. But you know how dirty and filthy my heart is. Now such a pious person, a righteous person, a wali of Allah, he is saying this not because that was his condition, but a lesson for us. That we should introspect, we should look into our hearts. Forget what people call us. They can give us big, big titles. But what is the condition of our hearts? We are the best people to judge that, to see. Each one knows his own life. What dark deeds we commit in the darkness of nights. So he says, "Oh Allah, you know how sinful a servant of yours I am. Every hair of my body is immersed in sins." یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا. Many times you've heard the commentary of this, that, "Oh Allah, these are the last days of my life. So let me live the last days of my life in your love, my beloved Allah." Allah Ta'ala loves His creation. He loves us so much that we can't understand. In spite of all our sins and our weaknesses and shortcomings and all the evils that we do in our life, He hasn't stopped our ration. He hasn't stopped our sustenance. He hasn't snatched away our sight and our hearing and speech. How much He provides for us. So He says, "Ya akhiri din hai." Because no one knows which is the last day of his life. So we consider not the day, even the second, to be the last second. And I keep on saying, especially in these days of corruption and mischief and hijackings and murders and killings and hold-ups and all kinds of things that are happening and accidents, the person does not know whether he is going to survive the very next second. How many people left home with orders or instructions or requests that must prepare this and that for lunch and supper. I will be bringing some friends or I will be coming and I'm looking forward to this dish or that dish, this curry or that curry. They left home and they never returned. The janazas came back. So, "Oh Allah, these are the last days of my life. So change my life now." That is what we are saying. "Oh Allah, change it." And Allah Ta'ala has the power to change, but we must desire a change. Then Allah Ta'ala gives us a change. There's no one that is prepared to accept a person with dirty heart except Allah Ta'ala. Imagine what kind of thing He accepts. He gave us a heart for His love, for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we are giving that dirty, filthy heart. We are saying, "Ya Allah, it's filled with sins, with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy, with envy. But oh Allah, I'm ashamed of my way of life. So change my way of life." And He loves that when the person says that and asks Him to change it. Where can you find a more loving Allah? ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahoon mein mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yahi shughl roz o shab ho. Har dam karoon main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا اللہ illallah, 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 illallah. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی اشرف المرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین اللہم ربنا یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنکونن من الخاسرین ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, Oh my most compassionate Allah, Oh my most loving, caring Allah, Oh my most tolerant Allah, Oh my most kind Allah, most generous Allah, most loving Allah, Oh my most beautiful Allah. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. This very moment you are seeing us. You are listening to us. We have taken your Mubarak name. Oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. This part of the night, nothing else has gathered us here, my beloved Allah, except that we have recognized you as our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, our cherisher. My beloved Allah, you have blessed us with Iman, you have blessed us with Islam, you have blessed us with life, you have blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech. You have blessed us with our hands and our feet and organs of the body all functioning. My beloved Allah, day and night you shower so much of your favors upon us. In spite of all our sins, in spite of all the evil actions that we indulge in, yet, my beloved Allah, you give us so much to eat, to drink, to wear, to travel around. How loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate you are, how forgiving you are. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. We are extending our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. For your treasures are unlimited, and we are seeking from your unlimited treasures. My beloved Allah, we are seeking from your unlimited treasures. You dearly love forgiveness of sins, therefore we are seeking forgiveness of our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Day and night we have used your bounties, your gifts for your disobedience. We are ashamed of our actions, our deeds, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, we can hide and conceal our sins from our parents, from our neighbors, from our families, from our society, but we cannot conceal from you, my beloved.
You are well aware of every action and every deed of ours. It's just your tolerance that you do not seize us there and then. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. We are ashamed. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are acknowledging that indeed we are the most sinful ones on earth. But Ya Allah, we have heard from your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, your messenger has informed us that you dearly love those who seek forgiveness of their sins. Open the doors of your forgiveness for us. Open the doors of your mercy for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. My beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah. Kareem is the one who gives to even those who are not deserving. Ya Allah, we know that because of our sins and because of our evil actions and deeds, we are not deserving of your mercy. But you dearly love to give even to those who don't deserve. Ya Allah, you blessed us with Iman and you blessed us with Islam without us really deserving. But my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. That bless us with forgiveness even though we may not deserve it. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health, physical health and spiritual health. We are sick and ailing, we are physically ill and we are spiritually sick. Oh Allah, oh my beloved Allah, our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. Ah, what have we made of our hearts? Those hearts which were for your love and the love of your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have given our hearts to everything else and everyone else except you and your beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, let us live in this world as your obedient servants, obedient slaves, obedient to you and your beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we are extremely sinful, but you can change the condition of our lives. You have given man the science of transplant of hearts. My beloved Allah, we are seeking from you the transplant of a spiritually sound heart. Our hearts have gone beyond the stage of bypass. My beloved Allah, we need a transplant. Wa wo hirs wala dil badal, tera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal, badal de dil ki dunya dil badal, khudaya fazl farma dil badal. Oh Allah, you changed the lives of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They came from the backgrounds of kufr and shirk and nifaq. Ya Allah, they used to drink and they used to gamble and they used to murder and they used to rape and they used to kill. But when you bless them with Iman and when you bless them with Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, they became such that you declared them in the Quran Sharif, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. Ya Allah, you pleased with them, they pleased with you. Ya Allah, what beautiful lives they led are. Full of piety, full of generosity, full of kindness, full of compassion, full of mercy, full of sympathy. All that came with the Islam and Iman that they were blessed with. Ya Allah, we too are seeking the same change in our lives. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with generosity, with kindness, with compassion, with mercy and sympathy. Strengthen our Iman and our belief and our faith and our trust in you. Give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, that our egos and shaitan cannot distance us from you from us for a single moment. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of recognition and marifat. Ya Allah, make us of your walis, of your friends. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the love of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa, give them cure. Indeed, there is effect in medication and there is effect in dua and supplication. But oh my beloved Allah, the cure is in your hands. We are seeking from you complete cure from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Whosoever is suffering, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us, wherever they may be, Ya Allah, we are seeking complete shifa and cure from all ailments. We know that sometimes sicknesses and diseases and ailments can be a blessing and a mercy in disguise. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. Even if it is a mercy, change it to the mercy of good health. Oh my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that mankind is suffering around the globe. Bless each and every person with hidayat and with guidance. Ya Allah, bless each and every person with guidance to recognize you as the creator, as the sustainer, as the cherisher and nourisher. And all seeing, all powerful, almighty Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Oh Allah, remove the suffering, the hardships, the difficulties of mankind around the globe. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, of brothers and sisters, of husbands and wives, of family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate and loving Allah. We are turning towards you. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of the hereafter. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq, give us the grace to fulfill the rights of everyone, the rights of our parents, the rights of our children, the rights of our wives, the rights of our family members, the rights of every member of our society, Muslim or non-Muslim. Oh my beloved Allah, safeguard us from envy, from jealousy, from causing any kind of harm to anyone of your creation without justification. My beloved Allah, bless us with Iman, which is Kamil, which is perfect. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, we have to leave this world one day. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a casino, in adultery, in fornication, in fraud, in gambling, or any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah, at the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله O Allah, let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. O my beloved Allah, give us blessings in our businesses, in our homes, in our lives, in our time, in every bounty of yours. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to use your ni'mats and your favors and your bounties in a manner that is pleasing to you. Distance us from everything that is haram, everything that is forbidden, everything that is shameless, indecent, obscene. My beloved Allah, give us haya, modesty in our lives. Ya Allah, let our character be like that of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us and bless our families and bless the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Protect all the institutions of deen, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, protect our wealth, our properties, our homes, our wives, our children, our family members. Oh my beloved Allah, remove from the world the sufferings of mankind. Whether it's AIDS or other sicknesses and diseases, whether it's droughts or famine, wherever people are suffering, Ya Allah, we know that it is because of our actions, our deeds, that most of the time suffering comes upon us. My beloved Allah, don't look at our sins anymore. Ya Allah, look at your grace, your mercy, your kindness. Overlook our weaknesses, our shortcomings. In this country also, change the conditions of insecurity to that of security. Conditions of hardship and difficulties to that of ease and comfort. Conditions of adversity to that of prosperity and happiness. Fill our hearts with sukoon, with tranquility, with peace, with serenity. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. There is no support for us besides your support. If you are ours, then everything will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will work in our favor. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi mera. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen. Oh Allah, if you are ours, then everything will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will work in our favor. Become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, we want to get a taste and enjoyment of your closeness, of your marifat, of faith in you, of trust in you. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he prayed for us, he supplicated for us. How much of torture, persecution, hardships and difficulties he underwent. His only concern was that everyone in the world must become worthy of Islam, Iman, and entry into paradise. Ya Allah, how much he begged for us, how much he prayed for us. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents with that goodness, wives and children with that goodness, mankind with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, accept our duas. Hum gande hai, napaak hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai, sab kuch hai, bande wagar tere, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Tere Mawla, hum jaye kaha? Where do we go, my Allah? We are being lashed by storms of corruption and mischief and fitnas from our right, from our left, from in front of us and behind us, from the satellites above us. Which way do we turn, my Allah? Keep us under the shadow of your mercy. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. Ya Allah, those who passed away, fill their graves with nur. Bless them with jannatul firdaus. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله جو اجتماع ہونے والا ہے اس کو کامیاب فرما. يا الله جو تیری راہ میں نکل رہے ان کو ذریعہ ہدایت بنا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.